A sea of RVs packs the campgrounds around the Charlotte Motor Speedway for this weekend's race. Harry Wiley drove from Johnson City, Tennessee.
It cost me $400 worth of gas to come here and back this week.
That's cheap.
You know.
From Idaho.
You gotta come from Idaho.
Roy Kopeka did drive from Idaho. He and Wiley's friends were setting up tables for a big potluck dinner in the campground this week.
I don't know how you open it.
Got it.
They keep in touch and try to meet up every year at the Speedway. They've heard that the track's owner, Bruton Smith, is threatening to move the fall race to Las Vegas. It would certainly be more convenient for Idaho resident Kopeka, but that doesn't mean he wants it to happen.
It's a neat track, but there isn't the atmosphere. I mean, there's all the other things to do. There's the gambling, there's the shows and so forth. Here, you come and you watch races. You go to the dirt track. You go to the little tracks. This is the home of NASCAR.
You hear that all the time in Cabarrus County, where the Speedway is actually located. At the Chamber of Commerce, you're greeted by 8 huge photos of racing legend Dale Earnhardt. Oh, and the Chamber is on Dale Earnhardt Boulevard. Chamber CEO John Cox says this is racing country.
The major teams are all here. The teams that can't get here are as close as they can possibly be. Anything that you can race on wheels, I think you can race in Cabarrus County.
And yet, Bruton Smith says there's a 70% chance he'll move the fall race to Vegas. In an interview with WBTV, he said the move would be all about money. He didn't elaborate, and he declined an interview request for this story. But he clearly has a tense relationship with Cabarrus County leaders. He released a statement complaining about his taxes doubling since 2005. That's true, the Speedway and its parent group now pay about $2 million in property taxes, but county officials say that's in large part due to Speedway improvements, like a new drag strip that raised the complex's value. Former Charlotte Motor Speedway president Humpy Wheeler suspects taxes aren't the only issue.
Well, he's got a suit against Cabarrus County, and of course this is where the leverage is trying to come in.
Wheeler is talking about a lawsuit in which Smith claims the county promised him $80 million in incentives for the construction of the drag strip and infrastructure improvements. The prospect of losing a race certainly has the attention of local leaders. City of Concord spokesman Peter Franzese says it would be a huge financial blow.
You're looking at events that are larger on a scale than the Super Bowl, between the people attending, the people working, the people participating, hundreds of thousands of people each time.
It would also be a blow to Southern racing fans, who've lost races in North Wilkesboro, Rockingham, and Darlington over the past 15 years or so. But the Chamber's John Cox says there are key differences between those smaller racetracks and the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
What we have is different in the sense that we have a super speedway. One. Second, we have the corporate headquarters of Speedway Motorsports, Inc. here.
Cox also points out Smith's company is still investing in the Speedway, for example, adding the world's largest HD video screen 2 years ago. And Humpy Wheeler says Charlotte is an important market for its size, like NASCAR's relatively new markets in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, and Las Vegas. Of course, Charlotte's also in the South, and for NASCAR, that's still home. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.